وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مولانا، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بيو and our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. It's indeed a beautiful morning, Thursday morning, 22nd of Rabiul Awal. And the effort and theme for the month was how to build our akhlaq, how to enhance our character. And inshallah, follow in the nurani and beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq, Allah ta'ala give us the strength to revive the sunnah of Rasulullah. Allah make us all muttabi' sunnah. Man ahabba sunnati kana ma'i fil jannah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وقال تعالى في مقام آخر واذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب حبيب الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, Dosto, Azizo, Fakiro, as I said in my opening statement, the important thing in the life of a mu'min is akhlaq, manners. And Rasulullah's mission was twofold. Innama bu'istu mu'allima. Allah Pak sent me as a teacher. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. And Allah has sent me to set a high standard of akhlaq. And Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best amongst you is he who is good to his family. وَأَنَا خِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. And I'm good to my family. So let us benefit and bring into our lives those beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
To Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates this hadith that a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam ka behtareen amal kaun sa hai? Which is the best act in Islam? So Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, حاجت مندوں کو کھانا کھلاؤ, فیڈ دی پیپل ہوا ہنگری, اور سلام کیا کرو, اینڈ میک سلام ٹو دیٹ انڈیویجول ویدر یو نو ہم اور یو ڈونٹ نو ہم. ٹو بیوٹیفل سنت آف دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مے اللہ تعالیٰ گیو یو اینڈ می توفیق ٹو امپلیمنٹ اٹ, کہ حاجت مندوں کو کھانا کھلاؤ, فیڈ دوز ہو ہنگری, irrespective, Muslim or non-Muslim. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, said, I love three things. And one of the three things that I love to do is to feed the hungry. غریبوں اور حاجت مندوں کو کھانا کھلانا. Alhamdulillah, our fathers, great grandfathers and forefathers had loved this sunnah. مہمان نوازی. من کان یؤمن باللہ والیوم الآخر فلیقرب ضیفہ. That whoever believes in Allah and His Rasul and in the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah should be good to his guest. And this was the beauty of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. You know, one day an elderly man, non-Muslim, was a guest to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so it was meal time. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, sit down and eat with me. But before you eat, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Say Bismillah. So obviously that person is a non-Muslim. He responded, he's an elderly man, old age. And he says, I don't believe in Allah. And I'm not going to say it. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam got into Jalal and asked him to leave. If you can't take Allah's name who's providing rizq and sustenance to us, you can't take his name and say Bismillah, then you can leave. So he left. Allah Pak sent Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam immediately to Hazrat Ibrahim and said to him, why did you chase him away? He's like 90 years old. He never believed in me in one day. He never said Allah one day. He didn't believe in me one day. But I still said him. And you, he didn't say Allah or Bismillah once and you sent him away. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam understood and quickly went looking for that person and found him and said, please come back to the dastarkhan, I'm sorry. So the person said, please tell me what prompted you to run behind me and call me back. And he said, Allah Ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibrail to correct me and inform me that what I did was inappropriate. So forgive me. So the person said, if this is what Islam is about, is this what deen and sharia is about, then all my life I had not been worshipping Allah. Now I want to become an ashik of Allah. I want to become a muwahid. Please let me read the kalima. La ilaha illallah. To the point what I am saying, the whether you're a Muslim or a non-Muslim, وَمَا دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala has taken full responsibility to look after his banda. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, a sahabi of the Prophet, because all of us are going to work this morning, we are going to earn halal rozi. So Rasulullah shook hands with him and felt that his hands are very rough. So he asked him, what work do you do? Why is your arms so rough, the skin? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I work in the orchards. I have khajur trees. I look after them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his hand and kissed it and said, Wallahi, that hand that works and goes and earns halal rozi for the family, that hand will never burn in the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah kissed his hand. So that's why the hadith of Rasulullah is clear. Al-Kasibu Habibullah. That the person who goes and earns rozi is Allah's beloved. So let's bring these two sunnahs in our life. Number one, logo ko khana khilao, rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say. When you prepare a meal, add some gravy extra to it and send it to your neighbor's house. It is so unacceptable that you eat full stomach, you have the best of meals, and your neighbor next door is starving. Do we really take cognizance of our neighborhood? Live in a good neighborhood. That's why the talim of Rasulullah is that be good to your neighbors. The emphasis is so much on the rights of neighbors that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, I was afraid that most probably Allah Rabbul Alameen will make a neighbor also part of inheritance, that he will inherit. That's how important Rasulullah emphasized the rights of a neighbor. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's talim was what? That whenever you prepare meals, add a bit more gravy to it and send it to your neighbors. Respected brothers, together with this is about salam. This is one great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Hassan, they had a fantastic relationship. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to always try to make salam first to Hazrat Hassan. So one day Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah, he was an exact replica of Rasulullah feature-wise. From waist upwards, if you looked at Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, he was an image of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you looked at Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala in appearance, bottom, waist down, was an exact replica of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah said, ye meri bete hai, these two are my sons, though they were grandsons, look at the respect and love. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where are my two sons? They are my flowers. They are the prince of Jannah. They are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. To Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he used to always make salam to Hazrat Hassan. And always, respected brothers, when we talk, most of the time we speak about Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Whenever we talk, we must always talk about Hassanain, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. Both of them are from the Ahli Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to always, the love that he had for Hazrat Hassan, that he was always trying to greet him first. Al-Badi'u bi-salam bari'u min al-kibar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who initiates salam first, see, is free from pride. Try, make it a habit that you be the first one to make salam. You want a good recipe for a good relationship and marriage? Inshallah, when you wake up in the morning, greet your husband, whoever wakes up first. Greet each other. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wallahi, Allah will generate so much of barakah in your life. There'll be so much of muhabbat and love. Just greet each other in the morning, first thing. To Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala said, you know, I want to beat Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and greet him first. So what he did, he saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala coming and he went and hid behind a pillar. And thinking that when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala will come right nearby, I will be the first to greet him. Allah. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala comes closer to the pillar. He says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ya Hassan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ya Hassan. Oh Hassan, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Hazrat Hassan was shocked and said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala didn't see me. How does he know that I'm behind this pillar and he greet me first, he beat me again? So he asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Allahu Akbar. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we used to look for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we couldn't find him in the masjid, we used to smell the fragrance of Rasulullah. The whole body of Rasulullah was fragrance. The perspiration of Rasulullah was fragrance. Wherever the perspiration of Rasulullah fell was mushk and amber. Subhanallah. One of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hot touching day, Rasulullah is resting and Rasulullah is perspiring from the forehead. She takes a bottle and she's collecting the perspiration of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah gets up and he asks her, what are you doing? And she said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm collecting your perspiration. She kept it as tabarruk. So when Sahaba Ikram couldn't find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all they had to do, just walk into any gully in Medina, and they would know exactly that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked through this gully, because it left a beautiful trace of fragrance of mushk and amber, which came naturally from the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala is saying to Hazrat Hassan, aap ki nana jaan ki mubarak jism se khushbu mehikti thi. From the beautiful body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful fragrance used to emit. You are the grandson of Rasulullah. I smelled your fragrance, the fragrance that came to you from Rahmatul Lil Alameen. I smelt your fragrance in advance. That's why I greeted you before. You can greet me. So, subhanallah, the point what I'm saying, al-badi'u bi-salam bari'u min al-kibar. The person who makes salam first, inshallah, is free from pride. Respected brothers, ita'at mein rahat hoti hai. When you are obedient to Allah, أَحِبُّ اللَّهِ لِمَا يَرْضُوكُم مِّن نِعْمَتِهِ. Love Allah because He provides sustenance and risk to you. And love me because you love Allah. And love my Ahli Bayt. Love my family, including the wives of Rasulullah, the daughters of Rasulullah. وَأَحِبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِي لِحُبِّي. Love my Ahli Bayt because you love me. What a beautiful hadith. So, ita'at se rahat hoti hai, respected brothers and sisters in Islam. So, the point what I'm saying, make salam a beautiful sunnah in the family. Try to compete with each other that who can make salam first. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one hadith. And let's practice on it. As I said, we need to revive the sunan of the Prophet in our lives. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates this beautiful hadith. That whichever Muslim greets 20 Muslims individually, or he greets 20 Muslims collectively, there's a group of people, or there's a gathering of people, and you, inshallah, make assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you pass away in the morning when you greeted 20 Muslims. Allah shall make Jannat wajib for you. Can you imagine? What great sawab and reward. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates this beautiful hadith. We miss this golden opportunity every day. We've got pride in us. I'm not saying all of us, that we wait for people to greet us. And some of us got this rotten habit, see, that if we don't like somebody and they are standing with somebody, then we won't greet them as a team. We'll greet and take the name of the person. Assalamu alaikum, Yusuf. And Ibrahim is there. I have an argument with Ibrahim. I don't talk to him. Now, to spite him and make him feel bad, I won't greet him. But I will say, Assalamu alaikum, Yusuf, Farahad, Ji. And I take out and I leave that person's name. No. Respected brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever greets 20 Muslims. So imagine our mothers and sisters. We go for talim, we go to a function, we go to a gathering. There are 20 and more sisters seated there. And you take the initiative to greet and say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you pass away that morning. Allah Ta'ala will grant you Jannatul Firdaus. And if you greet somebody in the evening, 20 Muslims, individually or collectively, and you pass away that evening, Allah Ta'ala shall grant you Jannatul Firdaus. So, respected brothers, take heed. Implement the sunnahs in your life. And for our mothers and sisters, let me share with you a beautiful dua. Many days would go in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was no food. There was no fire burning. Because there was nothing to cook in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentions that days used to go by and there's no food. Used to live on zamzam, water and khajur. Same thing at the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. So one day, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said to Hazrat Fatima, Betty, my wife, you are the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's some mali ghanimat that has come, some sheep that has come. We haven't eaten for days. Is it possible for you to go and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some food or at least a sheep so we could slaughter it and inshallah provide for Hazrat Hassan and Hussein and for ourselves? We haven't eaten for many days. You and I, we have 3 square meals. We have coffee, we have rice, we have lunch or whatever brunch you call it. Gee, we are eating the whole day. We have become obese. We have become lethargic. That's why we overeat, we overindulge. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Eat and drink and don't waste. Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-musrifin. So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, she goes there. And Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not at home. So when he came back, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Fatima came earlier on and this was her request. They are hungry, they haven't eaten. And she had requested that there's some sheep here. Can you, inshallah, provide for her? Rahmatul Lil Alameen called for her. When he heard this, he was in tears. That she is Khatun-e Jannat, she's the queen of Jannat. She's a mother of my 2 grandsons. What goes through a father? A father is who? A mother is who? They will starve, but they will never ever let their children starve. So Rasulullah was in tears and said, Betty, Allah Ta'ala reward you for your sabr. But I want to teach you something. Yes, there's 5 sheep here. I can give it to you. But I have 5 du'as to give you. The choice is yours. You want to take the du'a, 5 du'as, or you want to take this 5 sheep? She's the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it was you and me, pangs of hunger, we would say, give us the sheep, we are hungry. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll take the 5 du'as. It's okay. We'll stay hungry another day or two, but I'll take the du'as. So Wudu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her this du'a. Ya awwal al-awwaleen, ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya zal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham ar-rahimeen. Five du'as. Number one, ya awwal al-awwaleen. Second du'a. Wa ya akhiran akhirin. Third du'a. Wa ya dhal quwwatil mateen. Fourth du'a. Wa ya rahimal mataqin. Fifth du'a. Wa ya arhamar rahimin. Learn this five du'as, brothers and sisters in Islam, while cooking, while driving, while doing your housework, whatever work you're doing. Ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimin. She takes this wife to ask and she goes home. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is waiting. And he sees that she's coming empty-handed. So he asks her, what happened? I sent you to go and get some food. And you coming empty-handed. Look at her words. She said, you sent me to go and acquire dunya. You sent me to go and get some food in dunya. I came back with akhirat. And Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Betty, read this dua every day after every namaz. Allah will provide for you from the unseen. So, tum dunya lene ke liye gayi thi aur akhirat kama kar aa gayi. You went there to acquire something of the world, which is food, but you came back with the treasures of the akhirat. Subhanallah. So respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. You know, Hadrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, what beautiful. She would not eat unless she has fed her children and Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. That's a dedicated mother. That's a dedicated wife. She would not eat unless she fed her children, which is Hassanain, Hadrat Hassan and Hussein, and Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So respected brothers, time is up. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq. And let me end it with the dua which Hadrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi used to read and said, Allah gave me great understanding of deen, great knowledge that Allah ta'ala has given me the understanding of fiqh and faqahat. I used to read this dua every day. And all of us, students, male, female, elders, Allahumma inni astainuka ala ta'atik. Oh Allahumma inna nasta'inuka ala ta'atik. Imam Abu Hanifa used to read it. Akabirin used to read it. Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi used to read it. All our senior ulama used to read it. Allah will give you the greatest of deen. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka ala ta'atika. Read it after every namaz or whenever possible. Allah will give you a good memory. Allah will increase you in the understanding of Quran and Sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.